All-American Pet Photo Day. And actually, in honor of that day, we're going to do something that we have never done before on the in the show's history. We're going to start off the show with an interview, and I'm actually very excited.
Right out of the gate.
I'm actually very, very excited for this interview. Now, Jared, we all love our pets dearly. Right, including myself. Do you have any pets, Jared?
I'm a cat guy, but I don't have any pets right now because the wife is like, no, too much headache, too much. You have to feed it and clean up after. I'm like, all right.
Oh, so, I hear you. Oh, that's my...
My pets are my kids.
Demon dog, too. I hear you. And now I'm sure you know who Barbara Streisand is.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Of course. And she loved her cat enough to risk it all and clone her late cat, Sammy, because, you know, who wouldn't want our, you know, good boys and girls to live forever?
Sure.
And this actually inspired a couple in North Carolina to do the same thing. It was Ashley and Brian Bullerdick, and they spent just a little bit, $25,000 to clone their late cat, who, fun fact, is named after my favorite airport restaurant, Cinnabon.
Oh, okay.
The cat's name is Cinnabon.
Beautiful.
And they got Cinnabon 1 after their marriage in 1999. They loved her dearly, but she sadly passed away October 30th of last year. But Cinnabon 2, the clone, was born on February 4th of this year. So that makes her a ripe 10 years young in cat years. She's 6 months years old.
Oh, okay.
And here to talk about their experience and how Cinnabon 2's doing, it's Brian Bullerdick himself. Good morning. How are you doing? Welcome to Phoenix.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, Phoenix.
Good morning, good morning. And now I have pictures of the cat side by side on my screen here, and that's just, it's incredible. I mean, the resemblance is striking. It's almost like it is, I wouldn't be able to tell that it's a clone. I mean, how is it, tell us a little bit more about your experience. What besides obviously the Barbra Streisand thing, what exactly pushed you over the edge and said, yeah, let's do this?
Well, the cat was with us for 19 years. You know, we were married, 20 years now, and so it made it, through three or four moves and three kids, and it was a rescue cat, and it wasn't a cat that we can go find a breeder and get the same father or, you know, try to do anything to help it live on. And I came across that article and called that Viagens, the company that cloned the cat, and they seemed to be a very reputable company, very nice. And I was convinced, but it took my wife a couple months to be convinced, but we did it, and we were glad we did it. So
that's awesome, man. It's crazy. It's because, I mean, it's just amazing what technology can do nowadays. It's absolutely insane. So what exactly did you have to do to get this clone going? So did you have to, like, send in, like, DNA samples, or what was the deal with that?
Yeah, it was very simple. We called them up, and they sent us a little cooler that needed to stay in the freezer until we were ready. And we brought in Cinnabon 1.0 to the vet, and I'd say about 5 minutes later, they had some swabs of the mouth and a little bit of a skin sample, and we sent it in, and that's all it took.
Really? Wow. And so did you guys have to go pick her up, or what was the deal?
Actually, Viagen is a turnkey company. They actually, an employee flew her to us.
Wow.
So they brought her right to our house.
That's service.
Well, I was going to say, that is some top quality customer service.
So let me ask, in the time that you've had the new Cinnabon, what, 2.0, is that what you've actually named your pet, Cinnabon 2.0?
Well, the press has called her 2.0. We just call her Cinnabon.
Okay, that makes sense. Have you noticed any similarities in personality? Like, does it seem like it is actually the same cat, or does it just kind of resemble it physically but have its own unique personality?
Well, our expectation was not to have an identical cat. I thought it'd be close. I thought it'd be share the same markings. And we were actually more than surprised when we got our first pictures from next to the surrogate mother. We couldn't believe it was a kitten. How close it really looked to the original Cinnabon. We weren't going to name her Cinnabon, some spinoff name, but it was so identical, it'd be almost impossible not to say Cinnabon. So as far as acting, she took to the same place as the other Cinnabon did in their house, the same bar stool, sleeping with my wife right at her head, same thing.
That's crazy. And I actually saw that when I was doing research yesterday. The cat, I mean, it sleeps in the same spot that the old one did. Like, right above the white. It's crazy. It's insane.
From day one.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. And now, Cinnabon 2, like I said, was born on February 4th of this year. So, again, that makes her pretty young, 6 months. How's she doing?
Yeah.
Is there any, like, medical problems or anything like that? Or is she still, same cat?
She's as healthy as any cat we've had, and we've had many, many cats, rescue cats, and she's as healthy or healthier than any of them. She plays around. She woke us up this morning at 4 o'clock to feed her, and, you know, she's just a normal cat. Otherwise, you'd never know.
That's crazy. now, before you get out of here, I got to ask. So the OG Cinnabon lived for 19 years, and yes. This one is supposed to, as I was doing, this is supposed to live for another 19 years. I got to tell you, in 19 years from now, are we going to be talking to you about Cinnabon Part 3? Is that been a consideration?
Well, I've been asked that. You know, we never know. You know, the experience was good. The company was good. I'm assuming that by then there's even more advances in it. I don't see why we wouldn't, but we'll cross that bridge when it comes.
I was gonna say it's a little bit of ways away.
Well, maybe
so.
The next version you can ask for enhancements. You know, add some wings or something.
Some wings.
Make there it interesting.
Go. Super strength. I don't know something. Yeah. Well, thank you, Brian, for being on the phone with us. Brian Bullerdick cloned his cat of 19 years and now has a new 19-year lifespan on a brand new cat, so the family could still grow up with it. Thank you for being on in Phoenix with us this morning.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. And so, like I said, yeah, you know, never before in show history.
I love pets and all, but what do you say it was like $25,000?
Yeah, and actually, I was looking at the website. They actually increased their rates by $10,000 per cat, so it's now $35,000 if you want to clone your cat now.
Wait, so every time they do a cat, they raise it $10,000 on the next additional cat?
Oh, no, like now, like in general, they raise their rates. So, like when they did it, it was $25,000, and now it's
$35,000. Wow.
And a dog's is $50,000.
Yeah, I mean, I love cats and all, but let's face it, folks, they are replaceable.
Well, don't tell Mr. Bullerdick that. That was Brian Bullerdick. Awesome. He cloned his cat for $25,000. Doing great. And actually, I mean, here, come take a look at this. I mean, this is the old cat right here.
Right.
And I'm absolutely crazy. Look at that. I mean, that is just too realistic.
That's true, but we have identical twins in this world that didn't have to be cloned, and cats look so much alike. It can't be too hard to find another cat that just looks like your cat.
That's true. That's true. That's true. I mean, but it's not Cinnabon, which my favorite airport restaurant.
I think the fact that it has a lot of the same similarities and personality and habits, that's what makes it most intriguing.
That's the part that
I think has some interest there.
The part that interested me the most was like the whole, like, she sleeps in the same spot as, like, because it's like right above the wife's head, like on the pillow at night. And like, that to me is nuts.
Yeah.
I will never understand
something
that.
There.
Anyway. So first time in show history, started off with an interview.